For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California. This report brought to you by Midsota Manufacturing in Avon and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. In this report, we have a chance to well talk wheat. Phil McLean, the National Wheat Foundation chairman, joined us and talking a bit about the foundation and also their wheat contest, which is going on as well.
A farm in North Carolina, about 30, 40 minutes north of Charlotte, North Carolina. We grow wheat, of course, corn, soybeans, and we also have a rapeseed crop. And I've been elected chairman of the foundation for the last couple of years and had the opportunity to represent wheat.
Talk about the foundation, some of the purpose behind it, and what you guys do.
Well, the foundation was founded to educate consumers and lawmakers about the nutritional value of wheat. And also we want to advance the wheat industry through wheat research and education, collaborations within our tech providers and the whole industry of wheat, really.
Educating doesn't seem to leave us or get any easier. It seems like there's more of a need as we proceed here.
Yeah, that's right. Well, and things are changing, of course. We have new technology. We have new seed opportunities, research. There's so much going on. It's really exciting. So, it's changing on a year-to-year basis.
I know this year at Commodity Classic, you guys have some yield winners, contest winners. Describe this contest.
Okay, so we have a wheat yield contest. We award 5 winners top yield. They're in two classes. There's winter wheat and spring wheat, and then there's irrigated and non-irrigated divisions. And then we have an overall winner that is the Ben Buster yield, one guy, and he won it with like 184 bushels this year out of Washington.
That's unreal when you talk those numbers, you talk wheat, that's hard to put your ears around that, isn't it?
Yeah, you can make a pretty good living off of that. We know everybody's not going to grow yields like that, but what we hope to achieve is to learn from these people that are doing these contests, what are they doing to do it better, and how can we get that information out to the rank and file farmers so that we can improve our yields across the board. And we're really interested not just in yield, but also in quality of wheat, because wheat will not sell into the flour industry unless it's good quality. So we're very cognizant about quality issues too.
Did I see some new criteria in this year's contest?
Yeah, this year coming up, 2018-19 season, we are going to take samples from all of the farmers, about a 2-pound sample, and we're going to go and have it analyzed. You're only required to make grade 1 or 2 wheat to qualify, but in the years to come, there are going to be some quality parameters that we'll probably set to help us achieve the goal of quality in the contest.
When we talk wheat, is it similar issues other grain aspects of agriculture are dealing with, you know, corn and beans sometimes, especially in the corn sector, we have a lot of corn out there. As far as wheat in general, is that the consensus as well?
Well, wheat, you know, we have 6 classes of wheat. So every region or class has a different quality parameter. So that takes us out of the same realm with corn and soybeans. So we have to think about our customer, and we have to think about what each class needs, the milling requirement needs, because soft white wheat out in P&W is totally different than the soft red that I grow in North Carolina, and so they're graded differently. And so we want to fit the contest eventually to where it's by classes and it has that class quality that we're looking for, which will allow us to award more winners also. And so we're trying to grow the contest.
Phil McLean from the National Wheat Foundation, he's chairman, joining us here at Commodity Classic. This report brought to you by the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff and Central Livestock in Albany. From Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California, I'm Joe Gill.